In golf, a hole-in-one is a rare and much-to-be-wished-for occurrence. Last Saturday, four golfers aced four holes-in-one, all on the same golf course and in different holes. With those four plunks, Glen Ridge Country Club in Glen Ridge, New Jersey, entered golf history. On the telephone with us from various parts of New Jersey, the four golfers, Lou Valentino, C.Y. Huang, Steve Decker, and Tom DeVita. Gentlemen, thanks a million and congratulations. Lou Valentino, how did this happen?
Well, it was pure dumb luck on my part. I shot the shot onto the second hole, and I actually didn't even see it go into the hole. One of my playing partners did, and was extremely excited. I didn't believe it until I walked up there and we pulled the ball out of the hole. And it was a wonderful occurrence, but when I called the clubhouse and talked to the starter, he was outrageous over it because he knew about the other three, and the enormity of the event finally started to sink in, so I blew the next hole.
Oh, so you were the last of the four.
Right.
Okay, which one of you was the first one to hit the hole-in-one on Saturday?
Well, this is CUI. I think I pulled the trigger first.
And have you ever hit a hole-in-one before?
Oh, first time.
This was your first time?
Yes.
Steve Decker, what about you?
I believe I was the third one because when we got to the 18th hole and we pulled up and the caddy master comes out and he says, did you hear about the two hole-in-ones? And the guys I was playing with turned to me and looked and said, well, Decker has one too. And he goes, oh, my goodness, that's three. It's a very pretty golf hole. I was lucky enough to knock it in on the eighth hole. And when I hit the shot, you know, the guys that I was with says, oh, my goodness, that could be a one. And the interesting thing is that the four caddy that we had is a wonderful player here. And he was in the back of the green. And when the ball went in the hole, he jumped around like a little kid, like he had never seen it before.
Ah, that's great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Now, Tom DeVita, I understand your golf ball traveled 175 yards. That's the farthest distance of the four of you, right?
Yeah, it was 175 yards. It was over water, as I guess CY and Steve was too. I had no idea it was going in a hole. I knew I hit it okay. The ranger came up and told me it went in the hole. After I hit, my three playing partners also hit, and none of us realized my ball was in the hole until the ranger came up and said he saw it.
Oh,
he
my
was more excited
goodness.
Than any of us.
Oh, I bet he was. So none of the four of you played with one another. You were all playing with different groups, huh?
Correct.
Incredible. Now, what's the thing about Glen Ridge? I mean, do they put little magnets in the balls and then magnets in the bottom of the hole? So the
yes, they do. How did you know that?
It had to be something in the air. It was a full moon, I believe.
I bet. But this is something. So somebody said that after they hit the hole-in-one, they flubbed the rest of the game. Was that true for all of you?
Actually, this is Steve. I had just come off a hole, and I had a terrible hole right before that. When I knocked it in, boy, does that change your mood really quick. I was in such a good mood after that. I had a wonderful round.
Yeah.
This is Lou. One of the things that afterwards when we all got together we found was extraordinarily interesting was that we did it on July 7th, 7-7, and every one of us either used a 7-iron or a 7-wood.
No.
So it's the magic of sevens came through for the Glen Ridge.
Oh, my goodness. After you hit a hole in one, what have you got? I mean, a big smile on your face, surely, and bragging rights. But does it change anything else?
No, I don't think it really changes anything else other than the desire to get that one on the 17th hole to finish it.
I mean, it doesn't change your handicap, is what...
No, not the way I played the rest of the round.
No, not at all.
What I want to know is, how good was the party afterward?
The party was good. And this is Steve. Mike, the bartender here, he was getting a little tired at the end of the day because I understand the party went on pretty late.
Actually, this is Lou. I think the party's still going on for some of it.
Well, I understand what happened was that the club gives a complimentary drink for every ace that happens there, and they've got 430 members at the club. That was 1,720 drinks available on the house that day.
Sounds about right.
And most of them were taken.
They were.
So there were a lot of happy golfers, huh?
Oh, yes.
There sure were.
Cab drivers at the end of the day taking people home.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for taking the time.
Lou Valentino, C.Y. Huang, Steve Decker, and Tom DeVita. Each man hit a hole-in-one on the very same day at the same golf course, Glen Ridge Country Club in New Jersey, in different holes.